The United Nations has called it one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world. More than 1 million people in the Darfur region of Western Sudan have been forced from their homes.
A lot of them have lost everything that they have.
The destruction is total. There's nothing left for the people who flee these attacks to return to.
The humanitarian crisis in this war-torn country is far from over.
Village after village has been destroyed. And when I say destroyed, I mean razed to the ground. These are huts, straw huts. Which can be destroyed very easily, and all that remained were little round circles on the earth.
There's famine, lack of shelter, lack of sanitation, and lack of adequate supply.
There is no longer any agricultural production. 3 million people in need of food.
Disease is also a great concern. Many children are dying of preventable causes.
There have been no arrests, no prosecution for crimes that have been committed by armed militia and in some cases by the Sudanese troops themselves.
Samba, yeah. Samba, yeah.
The National Islamic Front regime in Khartoum is committed to the destruction of the African tribal populations of Darfur.
So the government is well aware of the reality, and yet despite this straightforward declaration of fact, many members of the government remain largely in a state of denial.
Government ministers have explained it off as tribal conflict, propaganda by Western governments, and fabrication by Amnesty International.
Why does this regime survive? It survives because Asian and European corporations have decided that they can do business with this regime.
But the international community has a huge role to play here, because if they don't take the lead, it won't happen.
The truth will be brought to light so the people can find justice. Not understand the word genocide. The people do not understand words like war crimes and crimes against humanity, but they know very well what has happened to them, and they're asking for justice.